Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Mayor Freddie O'Connell says his effort to block construction of a data center near the Nashville Zoo is justified. The company, DC Blocks, bought the site for $23 million this month. O'Connell proposed that the city condemn and purchase the property. In his monthly appearance on This Is Nashville, he was asked if using eminent domain is fair to the owners.
Their approach has been completely unfair to the other interested parties. I think they have publicly misrepresented some things about both Market Street and the zoo's involvement in this conversation. They ignored encouragement to go engage with the zoo and community. I think some of the things they've said in public have really pushed the boundaries of truth and good faith.
The city does not have plans for the site, and the Metro Council has not approved funding. But O'Connell says the city was already looking for space in that general area of town to house Metro offices that are closing near the airport. One of the last living witnesses of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination has died. Clara Esther was a 20-year-old student at the time of the incident. She grew up in Memphis, attending a church pastored by the Reverend James Lawson, who had previously been a key figure in Nashville's civil rights movement. During the 1968 Memphis sanitation workers' strike, she followed Lawson's lead by participating on the picket line and attending mass meetings. That strike was the reason King was in Memphis. The night after King delivered his now-famous mountaintop speech, Esther went to eat dinner at the Lorraine Motel. She saw King standing on the balcony, talking to several people, and then she heard a shot. Esther ran to King, attempted to staunch the bleeding, and tried to loosen his belt. After the traumatic event, Esther chose to leave Memphis for good, eventually moving to Alabama and working as a neighborhood organizer. Clara Esther died on July 9th. She was 78 years old. With her passing, there is now thought to be only one surviving witness to the assassination. This year's election turnout is off to a strong start based on early voting figures. In the first 3 days, more than 120,000 Tennesseans cast ballots. WKRN reports that's more than 50% higher turnout than at the same point in early voting back in 2022. Early voting runs through Saturday, August 1st. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.